More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Bonnie North. A group of historic preservationists and environmentalists will gather tonight at the Wauwatosa Public Library for what organizers hope will be a lively discussion. The central theme is the fate of the Eschweiler buildings, four magnificent but crumbling structures that reside on the Milwaukee County grounds. They occupy a large sweep of open space northeast of what is an otherwise congested Highway 45 and Watertown Plank Road intersection. The Eschweilers, so named for architect Alexander Eschweiler, were built in 1912 to house the county agriculture school. Over the years, the compound housed various tenants, including the regional DNR staff. 2 years ago, the UWM Real Estate Foundation purchased some 80 acres, including the historic buildings. Early plans called for bringing the Eschweilers back to life. Now, developers believe preservation would come at too steep a cost and raised the idea of saving only one of the four buildings while tearing down the rest. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz recently toured some of the county grounds with someone for whom appreciation of green space developed into artistic advocacy.
I meet Eddie Daniel in a small oasis of cool, a park bench under a much-appreciated patch of shade.
We're in the southwest corner of what is a 400-acre piece of property. And this is one of the more urban spots to be because of the traffic.
Eddie Daniel has spent a lot of time tramping around the county grounds, but his is focused tramping. Daniel taught art, from architectural drawing to photography, for more than three decades at Marquette University High School.
Along the way, I've also done these photography projects. And as I've gotten older, that's become more important to me.
In 1997, Daniel set to work capturing this environment in a project he called Discovering the Milwaukee County Grounds.
I spent a year going out at least once a week and photographing on the county grounds. And the backstory is, at that time, Milwaukee County was considering the sale of this land to developers for residential and commercial use entirely. And there was an uproar, and I was appalled because here was one of the last remaining large pieces of what could be prime parkland, and it was simply going to be frittered away.
Daniel plucked out his best images, hoping to illustrate what could be lost if the sale deal were sealed. This man, who does not appear to have an arrogant bone in his slight body, thinks his effort influenced decision makers.
I don't want to claim any responsibility for what happened, but, you know, I think it was helpful for people to see this. I produced a body of work that was exhibited in various places throughout the county, and I produced a slideshow which I showed to various influential people, and it had an impact. And so it was kind of it was a formative moment for me personally, because it empowered me to do this kind of work in a way that my photography hadn't done before.
Of course, the county grounds environment is now about to change.
I mean, this spot where we're sitting, which you called an oasis, is soon to be developed.
So this will be the UWM Innovation Center.
Innovation Park will take up most of what we can see from where we're sitting right now. And Innovation Park, of course, is going to include a small campus for UWM, but largely it's an engineering incubator for businesses. And there will be some residential development in the Eschweiler buildings, which you can see just a little bit farther down.
And it's the Eschweiler buildings that are the source of current debate between people who would like to see all of them preserved and those who think saving one is better than saving none at all. Regardless of how that turns out, an adjacent monarch butterfly migration corridor will be preserved. But Daniel wants to call attention to still another, lesser-known parcel, 30 acres tucked on the ground's southeast corner. Daniel says it is county-owned
and has yet to be determined what its fate will be. And currently it's zoned as economic development. There's been a lot of question about whether that should be developed. And as you can imagine from my perspective, this is prime parkland, and it would be to everyone, you know, the general public's advantage if we preserved it as parkland and added it to the county park.
So there's some special stuff back there.
There is. It's one of the most beautiful parts of the county grounds.
Let's go look at it.
we head east through the UWM Innovation Park parcel and glimpse bits and pieces of the ground's former lives, a historical marker preserving the memory of the Poor Farm Cemetery.
If you had come out here prior to 2006.
That's when MMSD began excavating north and east of here to construct massive flood control basins.
You'd find old railroad tracks. You'd find bones. There was an old boneyard here where there were hogs and other livestock butchered for the farm that once existed out here. You can still find curbs and sidewalks, the remains of foundations and things in places where there were buildings and walkways. We're going to go to one of those in a moment. All right, shade is ahead.
Then, as if magically arriving at Narnia's doorstep, we reach the cool of an oak savanna, the secluded 30 acres Daniel so loves. Large oaks and maples provide shade and the hush of wilderness. Surprisingly, there are bits of pavement underfoot.
You'll see throughout here there are artifacts remaining. This was a woodland that was part of the convalescent program for the... There were asylums back here. There were homes for people who are wards of the county. There was a poor farm out here.
Right.
You know, and so this was the backyard, basically.
Wow.
And they built little pavilion over here. They built sidewalks out here.
Yeah.
And one of the nicest things you'll see when we get to the ravine.
During the days in which people convalesced or were given shelter, they also received solace in its still, majestic quiet.
Okay, so we're here at the ravine. And the ravine was considered, obviously, from what we can see, the ravine was considered to be a natural asset, which we can appreciate even today. There are two staircases, one right in here in front of us and one up the ravine farther, and there was a walkway, and this was a pathway. You came down one staircase into the bottom of the ravine, you walked down the ravine, you went up one of this other staircase, and you made your way through the woodland because it was a beautiful and peaceful and calming area.
Daniel's love of the space motivated him to produce a book of his photographs. Its contents, he says, came into his head fully blown. Its 100 or so pages are filled with images of the county grounds, from the Eschweiler complex to the Monarch Trail and its oak savanna. Daniel used loads of lush photos and just a smattering of words.
I've discovered that a lot of people don't read that much. Pictures tell a story, you know, in a way that text doesn't.
Daniel has given copies of the book he titled The Milwaukee County Grounds, Island of Hope, to each county supervisor.
And many of the Wauwatosa Common Council members and selected other stakeholders who have an interest in the county grounds have all been given books.
Daniel says he's hopeful his photographs will inspire the preservation of landscapes that might not yet be on anyone's radar. We head south, and Daniel points out the rooftop of one of the woodland's neighbors, the Ronald McDonald House.
They have 4 acres that they lease right now. They want to purchase that plus 7 more acres to make 11. If they get what they now propose, it would come right back to
a piece of this remnant savanna. Since our meeting, the Milwaukee County Board's Committee on Economic and Community Development agreed to sell 3.5 acres of county ground land to Ronald McDonald House, considerably less than the 11 acres requested. Daniel has no idea if his photographs might have influenced the vote. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Benn spoke with Milwaukee-based fine art photographer and writer Eddie Daniel. His new book is called The Milwaukee County Grounds, Island of Hope. Next Wednesday, the Wauwatosa Historic Preservation Commission is slated to discuss the fate of the Eschweiler buildings on the county grounds. They'll also be the subject of a public discussion tonight at the Wauwatosa Public Library. There are links to more information about both meetings at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next, film contributor Dave Lurson discusses the film The Dark Knight Rises. We'll be right back with that conversation on Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.